This is Songs from Studio C on North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford, and today we conclude our four-part series recapping this year's South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. On our final day of the festival, we did something a little different and traveled outside the main downtown area to an unofficial music showcase hosted by two young Austinites who also recently launched their own record label, Mutual Friends Records.
Hey, my name is Kanan Whitston. For me, since I started going when I was like 18 or whatever, it's really just been a lot of DIY shows, like house shows, not too many official events. Just because I wasn't 21, I couldn't get into anything, so we kind of worked with what we had to. And I love that. I love the whole community vibe. I love house shows. I love being, you know, close with bands, getting to talk and hang out. I mean, we don't have any other options. We're kids, you know. So we pretty much found a house and started messaging bands on Facebook.
My name is Julian Finley. Kane and I started Mutual Friends kind of as a catalyst for us to bring this, you know, like this community together. This year specifically, I've noticed that, you know, the unofficial scene, you know, the stuff that's in the cracks of the city is like really where you're gonna find some gems, you know, and like if you take the time to look, you know, like you bother coming out to East Austin, you know, digging around in the neighborhood, like you're gonna find some really special stuff. So I guess we're just trying to give people that.
And of course, Namdi. Namdi's probably one of my favorite musicians, and I can't believe they're about to show up, you know, in 30 minutes. I can't believe we're going to be shaking hands, you know. I mean, if they want to shake my hand. We'll see. Yeah, I'm kind of dirty.
The artist Kanan just mentioned has been described by Noisy as Chicago's weirdest musician. In the weeks leading up to the festival, I became a huge fan of Namdi Abunaya and his latest record, Drool. And it was a highlight of the week to get to see him perform and talk with him about his music. Here's some audio from the intimate backyard performance hosted by Mutual Friends. Why you run off and leave? Why you drink on my feelings? We go proof like a genie. I apologize a million trillion times like Miss Jackson. I don't want to hurt you. There's no forgiveness. I'm asking. Gradually, her madness subsides, and then we were actually speaking with him.
Hi, my name's Namdi Abunaya, and I came to South by Southwest to hang out, meet people, and play as many shows as I can play. I don't think their artists should be that similar. If everyone's just like doing their, like what they think of and going with their gut reactions to things and their own inclinations and using the things that happen in their life to make music, I don't think anyone will be making the same type of music. That's why I like this festival a lot. From what I've seen, because like you have hip-hop people, you have like punks, and everyone's just like in the same area. It's not like incredibly segregated like a lot of fest are, where you'll see like, oh, all the rappers are over here, oh, all the pop's over there. It's like everyone is kind of in the same area, so you have to like at least a little bit mingle with people that are maybe different from you, and that I like that a lot.
Thanks for listening to the fourth and final part of our series reviewing this year's South by Southwest Music Festival. For more content, including videos of today's featured performers, head to our website, mynspr.org. We'll close today's show with the final act we saw of the week, LA folk rockers The Wild Reeds. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.